This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending upon when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. If it is, in fact, Sunday morning when you're listening to this broadcast, then the AREG car boot sale is now on. If it isn't Sunday morning, well, there's always next year. The event is being held at David Roche Park, which is on Cromwell Road in Kilburn, with gates opening for buyers at 10 a.m. Along with all of our car boot sale sellers, we've got commercial vendors in the hall, along with displays and sales from local amateur radio clubs, and many QSL cards from the WIA QSL Bureau available for collection. So come on down and look out for some bargains, or just have an eyeball QSO with some fellow amateur radio operators. For more details, including a map to the site, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and shortwave listeners. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison Australia and its committee. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally was held over the 17th and 19th of November across the Adelaide Hills region, which was last weekend. WISA South Australia and its highly professional skilled volunteers, ham radio operators, provided radio communications and logistics support for this event across the 3 days, which involved 29 stages across the 3 days and was a big task. The WISA South Australian Committee and the Shannon's Adelaide Rally organisers, along with the rally participants, would like to say thank you to all of our wonderful WISA Australian volunteers / ham radio operators who provided their time, skills and equipment, which made this event such a great success. And we could not have done it without you, so give yourselves a big pat on the back, as it's justly deserved. WISA Australia and our volunteers utilised the Adelaide Link Rapidity Network for all 29 stages of the rally across the Adelaide Hills in the weekend, and the repeater network performed faultlessly across all 3 days and across all stages, and we hope that we didn't inconvenience our fellow amateur radio operators across 3 days by utilising the Adelaide Link repeater network. If we did inconvenience you in your hobby, then we do apologise to you personally for the inconvenience that we may have caused you at the time. Across all stages of the rally, most of the communications were performed on a simplex frequency between start, finish and SOS points, and this enabled the link repeater network to be freed up for other users and for coordination between the stages and rally control, which was located at Hindmarsh. A reminder to not forget, next Sunday the 3rd of December, the WISA Australian Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting with you all on this net next Sunday week. This has been David, VK5LSB, and on behalf of the WISA Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and look forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event or chatting to you on the WISA net next Sunday, the 3rd of December, on the Adelaide Link Repeater Network at 2000 hours local time. 73 all, and stay safe.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Now that the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb is done and dusted, we turn our attention to other things. The date has now been set for our 2023 Christmas barbecue, and by the end of the week, we should know the venue. We have two choices on offer. Number one, we join our mates from the Portland and South West Victoria group as they hold their barbecue at the Sawpit Campground, northeast of Portland. Or, two, we use our normal bi-yearly venue of Lake McIntyre in Millicent. We are currently conducting a poll to find out the preferred option from our members. The next biggie for us is the fitting out of the hut that is used for housing the Video Nerve Centre for the hill climb. Past years have seen a mad scramble to cart all of the tables, chairs, monitors, switching panels, cables, etc. from the club rooms and private owners and installing it all. We are now in a position to permanently set the hut up with desks and frames to hold the monitors in order that it can all be left intact, and all we will need to do is get it picked up on a tilt tray and dropped in its spot at the lakes. We are hopeful that we can be clever enough to set it up so that it can be used for other activities as well, that is, potentially generations in jazz, etc. Once all of that's been completed, we will return to our club trailer, as that project has now been on the back burner for quite a while. In other news, I'm pretty sure that Norbert VK5MQ is now resident at the Casey Base in Antarctica, and so I would advise any of you who might be hoping to work him on HF or FT8 to keep an eye on his QRZ.com page at VK0 Alpha India, that's VK0AI. Hopefully he will notify us when he may be able to spare some time for AR, but I think that he will be busy for a few weeks getting settled into a routine before that happens. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day again, everybody. This is Les VK5KLD with this week's Northeast Radio Club news. Now, last Friday night's meeting, Grant VK5GR gave an illustrated lecture about his recent tour around the United Kingdom and Europe, and how he used his trusty Elecraft transceiver with a portable dipole for operations on 40 to 10 metres. And he used both digital and analogue modes whilst he was travelling over there. He not only worked lots of parks, but was able to participate in a number of contests also. And he had some wonderful photos of steam trains, such as the Flying Scotsman and Mallard. It looks like he had a great trip, so thank you very much, Grant, for that report. Then after Grant's talk, Neville, VK5ZNP, showed us the loading coil that he's constructed for use on the 630-metre band, and he gave an in-depth description of its construction and how it will work. So many thanks, Neville, for that. Now, if you're still looking for a squid pole to use for portable operation when travelling around during the coming holiday seasons, then the Northeast Radio Club has a good supply of 9-metre squid poles. And to obtain one of these, contact Charlie, VK5VC, by email at his address, which is vk5vc@wia.org.au. And remember, if the bands are dead, you can always go fishing with them. Now, the December meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be the Christmas dinner, and there will be a special guest speaker on the night, who will be Det, VK5DET. He will be telling us all about his touring around Australia in his A-van, so this should be very interesting to everybody. And this will be on a Friday, the 8th of December, at the Northeast Radio Club Meeting Hall. So there'll be more details of this event next week. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening. 73's good DX, and don't forget to stay negative. This has been Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.